Welcome Policy Fellow at the South African Institute of Race Relations, Sarah Gon.
Sarah Gon, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. Hi, Simon.
Yeah, let's get the controversy going. Wow. So representative of the IRR saying that maybe Malema was right about something. What could he have got right this time?
It was a bit of a sort of flyer, that one. It's not so much that Malema was right about Gordhan in the sense of we would agree with whatever he thinks.
Okay.
But in the sense that I'm completely disillusioned by the man, and I think he should go. And because I do not think he's serving the people of the country, because he seems to be determined to keep either SAA going or allow a sort of new state airline to arise from the ashes of South African Airways, which seem to be smoldering at the moment. What he did, he put the SAA into business rescue voluntarily, I think, and it seems to be to avoid losing control when the union solidarity was about to apply to court for business rescue. And although in terms of the law, the business rescue practitioners who have been in charge of the process, they essentially run the organization and they make the decision as to whether what happens to the organization. One's got the impression that Gordhan has meddled constantly and uninterruptedly. He's now, what really struck me was a sort of puff piece from the ministry to sort of say that, an airline, a state-owned airline is necessary for tourism, the aviation industry, and as a catalyst for development and job creation. Basically, that is absolute nonsense. Tourism does not depend on a state-owned airline for its growth. In the aftermath of this, the private sector and foreign airlines will fill the gap. That's providing that we have a tourism industry at all. And in reality, keeping SAA going for the last, 10 years, using our money, billions of our money to support a state-captured project was something that, it was really a collectivist ego motivated by a vanity project. I don't quite know how best to describe it. The business rescue practitioners were supposed to submit their report at the end of February and then the end of March and then the end of April, and now it's supposed to be done and dusted tomorrow.
Yeah.
But at the same time, the ministry and the minister have said that they are emphatic about intervening in the business rescue process if the restructuring, quote, is not in the best interests of SAA. Well, SAA's interests are not our interests at the moment, to be quite honest. And I think Gordhan is behaving like a man he's a socialist, he's a communist, he's apparently been a pharmacist, but I don't know if he's really run a business or understands business enough. But Mboweni has said no more money coming from Treasury. Now, what we have now is, other than the sort of this desire to see something rise from the ashes, what's really funny is that the ministry in their release was trying to imply that somehow our fate is the same as the big airlines, in that it's related to the pandemic, and if we are strategic, we will be pioneers in writing a new book. Give me strength. It appears where we now at is that the National Union of Metal Workers and the Cabin Association, the Cabin Staff Association, have urgently gone to the Labour Court to ask for an interdict to the retrenchments, and Gordhan wants to talk further to the petitioners before things are sealed. And just a little comparison to how the private sector has to deal with it. We know that Edgars, after 90 years, has applied for voluntary business rescue. Yes. It has nearly 40,000 employees who will lose their jobs. But somehow the government is saying, but just under 6,000 SAA staff and SAA technical at 2,000 should continue to be employed because they are the SAA staff. They are a government entity, and that's outrageous. So I'm not a fan anymore.
But I mean, on the basis of what you've just told me, then the EFF and Gordon should be absolutely aligned in terms of what they want out of this process.
I think they might be well be aligned. I'm not sure that that was the original reason for the EFF's disgruntlement. I think it had a more to do more personally with the members of the leadership of the EFF and Gordon. But otherwise, philosophically, I think they would be aligned, and we will just be out of pocket when we have got so many more pressing issues to spend our money on. I just think it's a disgrace.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I just thought that there was no ways one could interfere. I thought this process of business rescue was sort of cut and dried, that only the liquidator, or whatever you want to call him, he was the only one with the power, and the shareholders and the stakeholders, they just were irrelevant for the purposes of this process. But
They're not irrelevant in the sense that they can be consulted with and make proposals, et cetera, but they cannot dictate the final result. And Gordon looks like he may be in a position, he may be on the cusp of doing what is wrong in law and probably what is unconstitutional, but I haven't looked at that very hard.
So, Sara, just tell me what happens in the background here. I mean, you see Julius Malema getting up, posturing, saying the most terrible things publicly about Praveen, and he sits there, Praveen, and he takes it. Do they sort of get up from that meeting and go have a cup of coffee together behind the scenes when it's all over? Or is this way more personal and real?
I think it's way more personal and real. I think we've never really got emphatic detail about what that dispute is about. I think it is very personal. I think it is real. I just think that Gordon's reputation as being the sort of ethical survivor who has not been corrupted. I don't say he's been corrupted, but what he's trying to do to the economy is just it beggars description.
Sarah, I've kind of cottoned onto what's happening here. You're the realist, and you call it like it is. And the rest of us who feel the need to manufacture hope want to believe that the Cyrils and the Praveens are rebirthed and pure and good. And you just don't do that because you say they were there when the rot happened and what has changed. And it's a really interesting place we all find ourselves in.
Well, just to do a little bit of a punt, let me say that I think on our website, dailyfriend.co.za, there's a presentation out my boss did this morning, and the title essentially was COVID will be the destruction of the ANC. So that's for some fun watching.
There's some fun reading. Sorry, God, that's where we leave it this afternoon. As always, thoroughly enjoyable, thoroughly interesting, and a different take. Thank you so much.
Cheers, Rach. Cheers.